Well, welcome back to the Coffee Talk Morning Show. Very excited for another new guest on here. Now, be it stage, screen, or television, this man is instantly recognizable. You might know him as Toby Ziegler from The West Wing. I am privileged to welcome our Emmy Award-winning Richard Schiff this morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Lewiston, Idaho.
Well, thanks. Nice to be in Idaho.
Now, Richard, I have to tell you, first off, you are actually part of one of the most memorable moments I have ever had with my oldest daughter. She was about 3 years old. We were watching Jurassic Park, and it was during that scene where your character, Eddie Carr, got kind of shared by the two T-Rexes.
Yes, I remember that well.
I bet you do. It was quite a momentous occasion for many people watching you leave that show. But I remember thinking, my three-year-old daughter, oh my gosh, I shouldn't let her watch this. And all she said was, Mama Dino Horse mad. Poor Mama Dino Horse. She really felt very bad for her that you had been mean to her.
I had a kid come up to me in the airport soon after that film came out and looked me up and down. And he said, how are you still here? My children, who are grown now, still have not had that moment because they don't want to see their dad get ripped in half by dinosaurs.
That would be kind of a horrible thing for a child, absolutely.
Yeah, it would be kind of traumatic. I'm glad I don't die in movies as much as I used to, so that they can actually watch the whole thing.
Maybe that's a privilege of, you know, getting to where you've been now in your acting career.
I think the more successful you get, the less you die.
The less you die.
Then you start dying again because people think, oh, it'd be really cool to kill him off. People won't expect that.
Well, and speaking of successful, not only are you successful, but you are so busy right now. Now, you're currently in 4 different television shows.
Yeah, I think it's actually 5 now because I just joined another one for BBC America.
Oh, my
called
goodness.
Called Dirk Gently, the Holistic Detective, which is a wacky and very fun show. We just started shooting up in Vancouver.
So you have that one. You're also in Showtime's The Affair, Showtime's House of Lies, DirecTV's Rogue, and HBO Ballers with Dwayne Johnson. That's got to be a little bit of fun.
That show is a blast, and Dwayne is absolute sweetheart, which I didn't expect so much. He's a very gracious and lovely human being, and the character's a lot of fun. And it's Miami, and there are a lot of women in bikinis around, so I can't complain too much.
Altogether, a good experience. So I guess my question is, with all of these different characters going on, how do you juggle being all these different characters?
Well, yeah, I have to give credit to my managers and my agents for and the schedulers for making that all work, because it's not easy. Last year I was up in Toronto doing Rogue for the most part, and still going to Santa Fe to do a show called Manhattan, which is a great show for WGN, and then to Miami to Ballers, and then a lot to New York to The Affair. And all these schedulers and producers figured out a way to make those things work, which is the new era now. You know, it used to be you were on one show and you got a nice paycheck for that show, and they kind of bought you for the time. But nowadays, you know, all of the money has gone quite a bit down.
Right.
And so they kind of are obligated to help you, you know, supplement with other things. So it's a lot more fun for me. I like to run around and play different characters on good shows. So I'm having a good time.
That would be a lot of fun. And, you know, I know that you got your start in theater. You actually started as a director.
I did.
Which is kind of backward in this field.
Yeah, it's usually the other way around.
Well, if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with Richard Schiff, actor extraordinaire. I'm going to be speaking with him a little bit more, and when we come back, we're going to find out what advice he has for our local actors right here on Y105.